This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. And yes, we are live tonight. We are live tonight. No issues so far this evening. So we have the latest in the SIG P320 Sharknado that's going on right now. There's some police departments beginning to pull it. Channel 2 investigative reporter Aaron Diamant obtained a copy of an emergency order by Morrow's Alabama Chief of Police, pulling his department's new six-hour pistols off the streets immediately. They said while the gun maker plans to roll out a fix, the chief told Diamant between the safety of his officers and the public and the potential liability, he had no choice but to act now. The liability part, yes. Yeah. If a member of the public was injured by a cop's dropped pre-enhancement SIG Sauer P320 in the event that it landed on the 46 millionth access point of the axis of the drop of the, you know, that could cost the government involved millions of dollars. The Dallas PD started this trend, but they only pulled two guns from service, and according to certain people, this could be Glock's game. Callaway bought 30 P320s for the department just a few months ago, but now feels he can't trust them. He said it's too risky for his officers and the public. I couldn't bear to hear that the weapon went off and hit an innocent person or hit an officer. So he pulled the SIGs out of service, and then he took the drug forfeiture funds and spent $15,000 on 30 new Glocks. This is the first report of a police department sidelining the entirety of their SIGs. Probably may not be the last, because SIG has been pushing into the law enforcement market hard. TampaBay.com reported back in May of last year, the New Hampshire gun maker gave the Pasco Sheriff's Department 770 P320s to replace their Glock 40s. Sheriff's officials said that on top of being free, the Sig Sauer pistols are safer. Sig Sauer gave the agency about 770 new handguns, which have a retail price of about $600 a piece. The part that makes the Sig Sauer safer is that when you're taking it apart and when you drop the takedown lever, you don't have to pull the trigger for it to disengage and let you pull the top slide off, which you do have to do with Glock. And there have been people fire while holding on to that with guns that do that. Now, I doubt that Pasco can ditch all 770 SIGs just like that. But I'll bet that the Sheriff's Department and dozens of other police departments have received a call from their local Glock or Smith or FN LEO distributor. On top of that, it never rains, but it pours. Apex Tactical, they said, due to Sig Sauer's recently announced voluntary upgrade of the Sig Sauer P320 pistol announced on August 8th, Apex Tactical Specialties, out of an abundance of caution, has chosen until further notice to suspend sales of those aftermarket trigger products specifically designed for use in the Sig Sauer P320. Additionally, for those customers that have purchased an Apex Curved in Advanced Trigger Part 112-022, due to how closely the curved advanced trigger's design reflects that of the current Sig Sauer stock factory trigger, we are asking customers to stop using this trigger and please contact Apex Customer Service at 623-322-0200 or at guns@apextactical.com to return the trigger in exchange for credit towards any one of our Apex products. Regarding the Apex Flat Advanced Trigger, 112-021 and the Apex Flat Faced Action Enhancement Trigger, Part 112-020. Apex engineers have conducted controlled drop tests of the minus 30 degree angle with each of those flat triggers and have not had a discharge occur. However, because this is too small a sample and due to the fact that 6 hours indicated that its voluntary upgrade will include more than just the trigger, we advise caution and warn against accepting use of either of these two Apex triggers as solutions to the factory drop safe issue. Oh, gosh. Now, this is what you would refer to as the anatomy of a PR failure. Let me explain what I'm saying here. And this is not me being in denial. I've been accused of being in denial by a couple of people on Glock's payroll. But this is not me being in denial. This is me just simply stating the chances of that drop are pretty low. Pretty low. I guess if you tried to do it, that might happen. But then again, how does anybody know how it's going to fall, right? That's the thing. How does anybody know how it's going to fall? I'm sure that all of this time, which as far as I know, nobody is talking about how many minus 30 degree drops have occurred and fired out in the wild. We know that SIG has had 4 incidents since 2014 reported on this gun. We know that this is not the first time a striker-fired gun has had an issue. And yet, for some reason, this one is really amplified. And I guess back in 1991, when Glock was having the same issue and there was no, Gaston, he benefits from the not having a ubiquitous internet at the time, because you have to go find that in the archives. But they replaced nearly the same identical parts kit from the Glock in 1991. And it took them years. I think it took them 7 years to get every one of those replaced. I do not know, and of course Glock at the time did not call it a recall either. And I still have the opinion that let me tell you what I see the problem with the SIG P320 as far as SIG was concerned. I would have liked to have seen them take a gun and build it from the ground up versus taking the Striker hammer off of the SIG P250 and turning that into the SIG P320. The form factor of the gun is wonderful. The grip angle is superb. The feel of the gun is great. And the fact that they're getting rid of the double click on the trigger, which wasn't that noticeable after you pull the trigger a few times, that's just making it better. The other part of this is that no matter how much you test something in the real world or, in research and development, when it gets into the real world, something is going to come up. And this is just simply what has happened here. And it happens to everybody. But that's not what's happening here. Oh, no. No guns have ever been put out into the open that had any possibility of having an issue. And therefore, SIG has blasphemed and should be punished. And sitting over there is a Glock. Glock is waiting. Glock is ready to move in. They'll be moving in on the Army, too. They'll be calling the Army up saying, are you sure you want these guns, even though they developed the triggers, especially for the guns you guys have signed up for? Are you sure you want that, even though our gun isn't modular, even though our gun hasn't been advanced since 1985 when we put, with the finger grooves, now we just put front serrations on it. That's a thing. Sharknado. Sometimes I sit back and I really just don't understand what the deal is with just sitting back and waiting for the entire story to come out. When we get back, we're going to talk about flying with a gun. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. A lot of people travel, and if you are traveling with a gun, well, and I do this from time to time. I haven't tried to fly yet with a gun, although I think it's coming soon. If you're flying with a gun, all firearms or ammunition must be checked with the air carrier as luggage or inside checked luggage. Firearms, firearm parts, and ammunition are prohibited from carry-on baggage. Firearm parts include barrels, magazines, frames, and other internal parts of a firearm. you would do well before you start separating things and saying, okay, this is my checked baggage and this is my carry-on, to go through your carry-on extensively and make sure you don't have any ammunition, or if you're a gun owner and you're a gun owner like I am, to where you don't have any magazines in there, to where you don't have any magazines loaded in there, to where you don't have a gun in there. Especially if you use the same bag as a range bag. Inadvertently leaving ammunition or a firearm in a carry-on bag, well, that's at the very, on the, in the best case, you're going to have be in for a very serious delay. And you may be facing civil or criminal penalties. So when you get there, all firearms and or ammunition must be declared orally or in writing in accordance with the air carrier's procedures. Civil and criminal penalties may be applied for failure to declare a firearm in checked baggage. Those firearms must be unloaded, and they must be carried in a hard-sided container. The container must be locked, and only the passenger may retain the key or combination. On those carriers, on those hard-sided carriers, I have found, like at Academy Sports, you can go to Academy Sports, and they seem to know enough there to be able to tell you which ones are TSA compliant and which ones are not, which is what you want. Now, what I plan to do, because I don't plan to travel with a bunch of luggage, I'm going to check my carry-on. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to check my carry-on. My gun will be in that. I have heard that you can have your magazines loaded, because, and they have to be separate from the gun. All checked baggage is subject to inspection. If during the inspection process it is necessary to open the container, the air carrier is required to locate the passenger, and the passenger must unlock the container for further inspection. Firearm may not be transported if the passenger cannot be located to unlock the container. If you are traveling with a firearm, you need to, when you're sitting there after you've gone through the security checkpoints, pay attention to airport pages and announcements. And if requested, provide the cooperation necessary to inspect your firearm. Of vital importance, ammunition is prohibited from carry-on luggage. Ammunition must be transported in the manufacturer's packaging or other packaging suitable for transport. You can consult your air carrier to determine quantity limitations and whether the ammunition must be packed separately from the firearm. Because the level of training among airline personnel varies widely, you would be well advised to bring printed copies of firearm rules from both TSA and the particular airline you're using. Although we'll get to one later that I would never carry a gun on. Finally, the United States Department of Justice has issued a written opinion that federal law protects airline travelers with firearms, assuming the person is traveling from somewhere he or she may lawfully possess and carry a firearm. En route to the airport, the firearm is unloaded and inaccessible from the passenger compartment of the person's vehicle. The person transports the firearm directly from his vehicle to the airline check-in desk without any interruption in the transportation, and the firearm is carried to the check-in desk unloaded and in a locked container. That is a DOG opinion letter, which you can download. You should also strictly comply with FOPA and with airline and TSA policies regarding firearms transportation. Avoid any unnecessary deviation on the way to checking your baggage. Be well acquainted with the firearm laws and the jurisdictions between where you are, where you're going, and, you know, in between. Have any necessary permits or licenses ready for inspection, and have copies of relevant provisions of current law or reciprocity information printed from official sources. The reason you would want that is because in some cases, even persons traveling in full compliance with federal law have been arrested or threatened with arrest. FOPA's protections have been substantially narrowed by court decisions in certain parts of the country, particularly in the Northeast. So if you're traveling through New York and New Jersey airports, you may want to consider shipping your gun to your final destination rather than bringing them through airports in these jurisdictions. That's the other thing that I have been thinking about, is just doing an FFL transfer. Now, yes, that will cost you some money, but at the same time, I don't have to check a gun. And you can, you know, set it up to where, but wait a minute, you know, the question becomes then, if I have heard people do that, but then the question becomes, if it's a handgun, how can you go through a background check to get it in a state you're not a resident of? I need to find out about that. I hate it when I have a question in the middle of things and I don't have all that information. I don't know how that would work. I wonder. I'll have to look into that. I will look in that during one of these breaks. And see how you would retrieve that. One thing that I have done up to this point is I have not flown. When I've had to travel with the show, I've just driven. Although the NRA show this year is going to be in Dallas. And SHOT Show, of course, is in Las Vegas. I don't know what I'm going to do about SHOT Show because I have heard that it is not smiled upon to carry a gun. And I'm not even sure you can carry it on the SHOT Show floor. Since I've never gone, I don't know. Don't want to sound too dumb about that, but I don't know. I've never gone, so I've never had to worry about it. Make sure that whatever you're going to carry through the security checkpoint, though, you have gone through it. And I mean, when I do eventually fly, what I am going to do, if I don't check it, which now I'm thinking I may have to, if I do check it, then I'm going to make sure that everything that is sensitive of nature goes into the checked baggage, and my carry-on is probably just going to be my camera bag. Then I have my laptop and some other stuff on it that, you know, will make the flight a little less tedious. But check what you're taking with you through the double-check, check, double-check, check. All of that stuff when you're going through the TSA standard. I don't trust those people beyond anything. If you make a small, slight mistake, you know, absent-minded mistake. When we get back, there's a coup going on. What if that succeeds? This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
today how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call Incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. If you didn't hear it, if you didn't hear it last night, what I've been fighting here is there's a lot of construction. There's a new housing development going up next to the housing development where I'm living right now. I don't own this place, I just rent it. And this housing development that I live in is about 20-some-odd years old, and it has 20-some-odd-year-old infrastructure, which should be, you would think, adequate. But with all the thumping and vibrations and bangs and everything that's happening, that is, I mean, literally made some of the walls in this house crack. We've been having trouble with the power. And I can do the show without a lot of things, but power is not one of them. So if you come this way and you're hearing a rebroadcast, this is not me. I want to do it live. But I got to have power. President Trump has enemies in the regime. Let's call them the big game. Government, academia, media, entertainment complex. And they have been plotting nothing less than a coup. And you cannot deny that. The wonderful thing about Trump's involvement over in national politics over these last 2 years is that it has supplied for all with eyes to see a lifetime's worth of political education. Things like the deep state, that was never a term before. Fake news media, that was never a thing before. They are now household terms. And tens of millions of Americans who supported Trump and who had traditionally voted for the Republican Party will never again view the Republican Party and its conservative media apologists in the same light after the treatment to which they have subjected the president that they elected. If the Republicans lose the House and the Senate, it will only be because the country's 63 million or so deplorables rightly feel betrayed by them. The big game is an intricate, if toxic, ecosystem. Trump and his army of deplorables defied overwhelming odds to achieve a historically unprecedented victory in November of last year, and in doing so they compromised, or at least threatened, this ecology. Now, the regimeists, or the gamers, unwilling as they are to free themselves from their addiction to manipulating the rest of us, are clearly determined to stop Trump at all costs. So this means that they are willing to concoct melodramatic, far-fetched tales of how a foreign government conspiring or colluding with an American presidential candidate hoodwinked the country into voting against their interests. And that means that they are willing to either turn a blind eye to or actually encourage intimidation, aggression, coercion, and even overt violence against the president's colleagues and supporters. It means that they are willing to violate the law. It means they are willing to jeopardize national security. And that means that they are willing to besiege the public with a relentless tsunami of fake news and anti-Trump propaganda. The gamers, if you voted for Trump, they want to completely demoralize and degrade you. They want for you to feel shame and regret for ever having backed Trump. This billionaire is a Washington, D.C. outsider who never held office and who launched like a missile into the heart of the big game. And it must be made to look like a con artist or a clown or a liar and a fluke. And at the same time, the gamers hope to kill another bird with a stone. They hope to deter anyone else who may have thoughts about running for high office on a populist, nationalist, America First agenda from doing so. The players in the big game, via their efforts to dispose or depose a truly democratically elected president, intend to send an unmistakable message to all future presidential aspirants. Unless they are willing to play by the rules set by the gamers, they will not be permitted to play at all. A number of recent polls suggest that the onslaught of fake news and big lies, if you want to believe the polls, have been producing that's having an effect on how they currently view their president. But these are the same polls that showed Clinton defeating Trump in a landslide, and showing this as late as the evening on which he eventually defeated her. And with rare exceptions, these polls are pieces of the big game. Fake polls are items of fake news. And at any rate, we're only 7 months into Trump's presidency, a presidency that is unprecedented for the size, scope, and intensity of the opposition with which it has been met from before it even began. A president that is not an agent of the big game. Recently, there have been some that have begun to muse as to what may happen in the event that the gamers get their way and succeed in finishing off the remains of our constitutional republic by overturning the results of the last presidential election. Back in May, banker, writer, constitutionalist, and Big L libertarian Bon Scott made this promise. 10 million people will march on Washington, and if they try to impeach Trump, they will be heavily armed. I will be one of them. No kidding. Deplorables, he said, will not stand for it if Trump is removed. Michael Savage promises a potentially bloody civil war in the event of the big game affecting their coup against Trump. You have not yet seen mob violence in this country. I'm warning you, all of you leftists who think you're going to steal our vote, you're wrong. Non-leftist Americans have tolerated much, but if left does the next step and steals our president, I warn you, you've seen nothing yet. Pat Buchanan forecasts not necessarily an armed conflict between the deplorables and the big gamers, but a post-American situation of sorts that all but forecloses the possibility of national unity. He says the reaction will be one of bitterness, cynicism, despair, in a sense that the fix is in and that no matter what we do, they will not let us win. And if Trump is brought down, American democracy will take a pasting. It will be seen as a fraud, and the backlash will poison our politics to where only an attack from abroad like 9/11 will reunite us. Kurt Schlichter is more disposed to side with those who anticipate armed resistance in the event that the big game undermines the Constitution by destroying Trump. Since the deplorables with whom he identifies are both armed and proficient in the use of those arms, that makes them extremely dangerous to aspiring oppressors like those who would seek to nullify the results of an election of 2016. So what the gamers don't get is that even if they succeed in their coup, deplorables are now awake. They are not going to simply shrug and go back to letting you dictate how we live. And Trump is a warning to the big game. The best case scenario for it. If you somehow depose him via your smarmy shenanigans, what comes next is really going to upset you. Now, to the regime, and I agree with him, he says Trump is not our last chance. He is your last chance. So if the big game's plot against Trump succeeds, there are but two alternatives to armed resistance on the part of the deplorables. One would be secession, and the other is slavery to a regime that will have proven itself wholly hostile to the Constitution. I will not be enslaved, and I do not intend to secede. So it will be on. Now you, unlike a lot of people that do this rhetorically, like Savage and some of these other guys that are out there saying, well, it'll be a bloody... But hey, you guys listening to this are actually prepared for this if it comes down to it. But the question then becomes, being prepared is one thing. Are you willing to participate? And that's where the... That's when reality slaps you. I will be willing to participate. I did not try to defend this country for the length I did to see it taken over by a bunch of shirts. No way. That's not happening. And it will be bad. And it will be, I mean, while we're at it, if we have to go to it, we may as well take care of all of these guys that are sitting on the outside, the conservative never Trumpers. We may as well go after them and make sure they can't have any influence as well. If that's what it comes to. Because this is the United States. There's no such thing as coups here. Not with the Second Amendment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of Omri-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. If you're flying and you're going to fly with a gun, do not fly on American Airlines if you can help it. American Airlines now insists on putting a bright red tag on all checked luggage that contains guns. And the tag says, return to BSO, the baggage security office. At American Airlines, luggage containing guns does not go out to the carousel, as it does with most other airlines. It is delivered directly to the AA baggage claim office and must be surrendered personally to the legitimate claimant after they show some ID. That's going to happen after all other luggage is out on the carousel, so you can add 10 minutes to your stay at the airport with that. To a degree, I can maybe understand their concern, but this is basically a steal me tag hanging off of luggage. Southwest doesn't do this. Now, if you do fly on American Airlines, from all indications, your flight's going to be comfortable. You and your luggage are going to make both legs of the trip safely. You're both going to arrive at your destinations mostly on time. Your checked baggage, whatever it contains, will be there. And it's probably not going to be any kind of a problem. But as long as they insist on putting a bright red steal me tag on checked luggage, get with JetBlue or something. Now then, aftermarket accessories for production pistols and rifles and shotguns, weapons that people would recommend for serious use. For a lot of instructors, they do not enjoy a lot of recommendation. Guns typically come from the factory. In their, when they get to you, they are the way they were intended to get to you. Okay? They come to you in very usable condition. And adding things to them seldom is going to enhance their utility or reliability. So let's think about replacement trigger spring kits abound. You know, there's some out there like Apex that have proven to be very reliable. And in the case of P320, of course, it is an improvement. But most consumers are not sufficiently sophisticated to discern the wonderful trigger from an average one. Or maybe their trigger technique is not developed enough to take advantage of the refinements offered. That's not a, and by the way, that's not a, this is not a dig at new people that may have guns and not know what they're looking at. When Bruce Lee was teaching, He did not like to teach beginners. He wanted to have established martial artists from other arts come to him, because then they would understand the difference between what he was doing and trying to teach them and what they knew. And that was a big thing. So, with somebody that, you know, maybe doesn't know the difference between certain, like the agency arms trigger, 3.5 pounds, okay, and straight. But for some people, that would be frightening because it breaks so easily. So if you are new to carrying a gun, let me recommend that you extensively use your plain vanilla production gun just as they come from the factory. After you become sort of salty with this, and you want to look at some of the legitimate refinements, then you might consider them and the... And listen, we're just talking about minor percentages these add to them. In the cases of something like agency, which completely reworks the gun, those percentages add up. But we're talking about aftermarket add-on parts, not some gunsmith that goes out there and does an extensive reimagination of the gun the way somebody probably would have liked for it to have been. With guns, guns are like golf. You can't buy proficiency by spending a large sum of money on advanced equipment. If that were the case, everybody that goes to any sporting goods store and buys the latest, greatest driver would, he'd be on the PGA Tour. There's nothing wrong with wanting and using good stuff, but real work, the self-discipline, the training, and the endless repetition necessary to improve cannot be avoided or replaced by merely throwing money at expensive equipment and accoutrements. This is exactly what the NYPD did. Now, not so much where they made an improvement. What they did was they just loaded a 12-pound trigger into a gun designed to have a 5.5-pound trigger. Because when most of these guys started getting Glocks, now, it was not because of a design flaw on Glock's part. It was because people were used to that very, very heavy double-action trigger pull of a revolver. So they were shooting themselves, and this tells you how well they were trained. When they would holster. Most of this happened during the reholstering segment. Reholstering a gun is a very dangerous moment. So... unless, of course, you understand that, you know, when you're reholstering the gun, make sure that there's nothing in the trigger guard, not your shirt, not, parts of the holster, not your hand, not your trigger finger. If you understand that part, then it's going to be quite easy. But when they were, a lot of New York cops shot themselves on the leg doing that. I've seen that happen. Glocks have been shot a lot. Accidentally. Not because they're unsafe. Not now. But because people were not trained. So you can't buy proficiency. And that goes with anything that involves skill. So, if you're new, and you're becoming a student, don't buy things like flashlights and RMRs and stuff like that. I love those things. As a matter of fact, if you're older, right, if you're an older person, don't necessarily listen to that part about the RMR part, because that's actually a very fast way to acquire sights if your eyes are getting as old as mine. But spend more on ammunition. Spend more on training. Spend more on some good range time. If you're looking at aftermarket weapon accessories, ask yourself these questions. What is it for? What does it solve? Is it going to break or fall apart or fall off or otherwise make my gun less reliable than it is now? Is my motivation legitimate, or am I just being duped by slick marketing? There's a saying out there in marketing by a guy named Zyman. sole purpose of marketing is to sell more to more people more often and at higher prices. There is no other reason for doing it. So, I mean, yeah, that's what it's about. But like I said, if you are looking at like an RMR, for example, what problem does it solve? Acquisition of my site. That is a legitimate advancement as far as an accessory to add to the gun. But, I mean, one of the things that I don't do, for the most part, is I don't put flashlights on my guns because, like, the Agency Arms guns that come and they're just so light. Why would I take it and then start loading it back up when I've just solved the issue of weight? Why would I do that? I do have a flashlight somewhere. I don't know what happened to my weapons light in the move. It's been misplaced, but I have a weapons light that will fit on that under rail of my Agency pistols, and I have carried it before to where I could just pop it on if I needed it, but running around with it on there, I mean, having a holster that big to hold the light, then hold the RMR, then hold the gun, aren't I supposed to be concealing this thing? That's almost the size of a box of Wheaties. Hour number two is looming on the horizon. When we get back, well, we're just going to continue on with this rant, shall we? This lovely, lovely rant as we head into the weekend. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.